Good morning, Gary and Lisa. How are you two?
We're brilliant. Never mind us. What about you? You sounding in such good spirits.
Well, I have my high points and my low points every single day. You've caught us at a high point. Although my feet are at a low point, they're absolutely on fire. I don't have many blisters, but for some reason my feet are just in absolute agony. I think it's got something to do with the recent heat wave and the fact my feet have swollen up so much.
And the fact you've done like about 2,800-odd mile, mate.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. That might have something to do with it.
I'm surprised we've got to this stage and you've only just mentioned your feet. That's the first time you've mentioned your feet, Mark.
Well, we've both lost on the lottery to see when you would start mourning.
Well, it was the first 2 weeks I had a lot of problems with my feet, which I expected because, you know, it was all new. The mileage was sort of relatively new to my feet. But now it's really, really tough. I'm having to grind out each mile. It's like walking on glass towards the end of each day. It is that painful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go as far as I can without painkillers, but I think this afternoon I'm going to have to bite the bullet and have some strong painkillers, unfortunately, through the day.
And you say you're at a high point.
Well, this is a high point, yes.
See, Lisa's interview for the Samaritans went somewhat wrong.
Well, no. The Samaritans know my number now. They just put the phone down.
No, they ring you for help now, Mark.
Yes. So, come on, get us up to date to where you are, where you've got to run to, and how far have you got left to go?
Well, I'm a few hundred miles into Pennsylvania, and I'm about 290 miles away from New York, with just less than 7 days to get there. So I'm looking at about 43 miles a day. There's a light appearing at the end of this very, 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 very long tunnel.
I can imagine.
And the mental battle I'm going through at the minute, it's absolutely considerable.
So how do you deal with that then? You say the mental battle is the one that you're having to fight with at the minute. How are you doing it?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm in constant contact with my wife, Katie, and my son, Jack. I've got two mentors, Dave Fell, I'm in... Mark Fleming, who I'm in touch with a couple of times a day, they help a great deal. Speaking to you guys a couple of times a week now really helps. Mm. You know, it's all of these things. All of the encouragement I get on Twitter and Facebook as well, emails that I get. The sponsor money seems to be rolling in a lot quicker now, which is brilliant. So all of those things, I've just got to think of, and also why I'm actually doing this. St. Benedict's Hospice and the Children's Foundation are the beneficiaries of this effort that I'm putting in. And we're almost at, over £46,000 of money now. So all of that put together, is quite something to have in my locker to get me through each day. Each step is worth it, you know. It's so worth it. I've just got to keep going. And I'm as confident as ever, despite all of the ups and downs, I'm as confident as ever of getting to New York on time. There's no doubt in my mind I'll do it. Mm. But it's going to be considerably difficult mentally, physically. Not too much of an issue, but mentally it's torturous at times. You know, I'm missing my family desperately as well. I haven't seen them for a few weeks and before that a few months. So it's tough, but it's just so worth it, the amount of money that's been raised.
But wouldn't it be great if there was some sort of millionaire or professional footballer just driving into work this morning, going into training or going into the office, could hear you, and what you've gone through for these two fantastic charities, if they could just sort of tip up just a little bit, just to help you on the way, that would be fantastic.
Yes, I mean, donations, big and small, they're all appreciated.
Absolutely.
From all walks of life. I know people who don't have two pennies to rub together who donate, you know, every other week. I think it coincides with their benefit office visits, it seems. And I know people, you know, are strapped for cash these days. But the donations that are coming in are just fantastic. So, as I say, if it's a large donation, if it's a small donation, they're all equally appreciated by me and the two charities, of course.
Amazing.
Mark, I think you've said it all, really, haven't you? I think there's nothing else we can ask you, really, that would help get your message across. And you know, we just applaud you continually for what
Big
you
step.
Are doing.
Yep.
And think you are absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. And if anybody would like to send a pair of roller skates or a light, could be with a motor on the back.
Hey, look
on Route 30 in Pennsylvania. Thank you very much.
Don't sack it off now, mind, you big tart. Come on. You've only got 209 miles to go. That's just a walk in the park for you, young'un. Come on. Pick her up and run on, man.
Okay.
There's a pep talk in it. I'm like talking to Rocky. Get in, son.
Mark, take care. We'll speak to you again Friday morning this week and just see how you are continuing to battle through those miles as brilliantly as ever.
Oh, brilliant. I look forward to speaking to you two again then.
Good luck, mate. See you later.
Right, cheers.
Cheers,
bye
Mark.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.